At the beginning, I just want to mention that the purpose of my speech here is not to give the ultimate solution to all the problems of the world, but to appeal to the religious leaders of the world to get together and sincerely consider how we can find that ultimate solution. Although I'll be presenting the Vedic viewpoint of religion, I want to make it clear at the beginning that I do not have any intention to establish the supremacy of my ideas. Rather, I'm here to share it with others. At a time when so many atrocities are going on in the name of religion, it is extremely important that we try to find the similarities between different religious faiths instead of creating dissensions. All religions accept two common concepts. They accept God and they show the way to develop our relationship with God. When we stick to these fundamental points, then we can see that all the religions are actually striving to achieve the same goal. Due to the difference of language, due to geographical and cultural differences, there may be some differences in the practice, but actually the goal and the means to reach and develop the relationship with the Supreme Lord is the same. Due to the difference of name or identification, we tend to create a difference about the same personality, God. In some language, we call him in a certain name, by certain name, and we think that this is our God. And we become totally intolerant about others' beliefs and others' approach to him. But the real fact or the real objective is that he is one. When we take the identity of him, then we get the description of him in all religion as the greatest, the supreme controller and proprietor. And in this way we can see that he is the supreme in all respects. Now, this term, supreme, is naturally singular. Supreme cannot be more than one. Supreme is the one who is without a second, who doesn't have anyone superior to him, and who doesn't have anyone equal to him. So when we are approaching that supreme, and if we recognize that he is one without a second, then irrespective of our religion or religious faith, we have to come to understand that he is the one that all the religions are talking about. All the bona fide religions of the world accept this one fact, that God is one without a second. He is our Father, he is our dearmost friend, and at the same time, he is the supreme proprietor and supreme controller. Now the question arises that is he an imaginary character? is a creation of a man's imagination. Now, if we leave it at that, that God is a creation of man's imaginations, then I will say there is no need to accept that kind of God. God is never a man's product of man's imagination. God is real. He is not only real, He is the supreme reality. He is the absolute truth. Now, let us make a common sense approach. The common sense approach, I am saying, because intelligent class of people want to find some rational and tangible understanding of certain belief and faith. Religion is not just a belief or faith. Religion is the reality or approach to the reality. Religion is the means to understand God. Therefore, all religions are actually a science. It is not just a faith. It's a science of understanding a reality beyond our sense perception. In this room around us, we can see there are so many different objects. This microphone is inert matter. This telephone, it's inert matter. This table, the floor, the room, these are all inert. But you and I, although our bodies are made of inert matter, we are living beings. We are living, we are conscious. We are not functioning like inert matter. Our functioning is completely different from the way matter generally functions. Although we are situated in a body of matter, but we are functioning in a non-material way. So let's start from here. What makes us function in such a way? In order to make that point again, I will make a simple example. Say, I'm talking to you now, and at the back of your mind, you're thinking that he is here, he's speaking. Now, if I drop dead, my body will be lying here, but you will say, he is gone. Now, who is that he who is gone? Obviously, the one who made this body alive. The body made of dead matter was living, was alive because of the presence of that whom you identify as he and I identify as I. That I is not material. I is spiritual. I is the spirit soul, which makes the body alive, which makes the body conscious, which makes the body function in an amazing way. Like if we take every single organ of our body, we will see it is such a complex, it's such a complex phenomena. And what makes this happen? Because of the presence of the soul. Now, isn't it important that we try to find out what the soul is? Where does it come from? And what is its special characteristics? Now, when you probe into it, there is a systematic approach to that. And all the religions are actually showing us the way. Let us consider all the bona fide religions of the world are either established by God Himself or by God's messengers, God's prophets, God's children, God's son. And what are they doing? They are actually carrying the message of God and giving it to us, giving us informations about that reality which is beyond our sense perception. We cannot see that reality with our eyes, nor can we approach the reality through our senses. Now they came and gave us the informations about that reality, reminding us about our actual identity being spiritual. So that's why it is a science. Science in the sense, it is a systematic way to understand a subject through proper studies and which can be experimentally verified as facts. Now, experimental verification of the facts of the existence of soul is a simple consideration. What's the difference between a dead body and a living body? What makes a body alive for so many years and all of a sudden, in a flash of a moment, is dead? So, presence of the soul. At least let's make a common sense approach. Now, do we have any information about the soul? Yes. All the religions are actually giving the information about the soul. And not only they're giving the information about the soul, they're actually providing us with all kinds of relevant means to understand what the function of the soul is and where it comes from. Obviously, the soul is not a product of matter. A soul is not a product of some chemical combination. Soul comes from another world, another reality, that is the spiritual reality. And in that spiritual reality, there is a supreme personality who is the predominating factor, who is also the cause of creation, and who is the maintainer of everything. And he is doing that in an inconceivable way, and that is God. Now, about the soul can be existing in two ways. When the soul is connected to the Lord, establishing his relationship with him, that soul is a liberated soul. And when a soul is oblivious of God and who has severed his relationship with him, they come to this material nature and lead a life which needs an ultimate relationship with that supreme personality of Godhead. And that is why in this world, we who have become separated from God, we need to be told about God and how we can develop our relationship with him. So this relationship, the means to establish our relationship with God, and the way and the need to establish this relationship is the essential factor of all religions. Therefore, while we are thinking of establishing peace in this world, I personally think that it's extremely important that we, the ones, those who have taken the religious path, and those who are trying to educate others, get together, discuss among ourselves about our commonity, our similarity, and forget about our differences, and try to educate the world about the similarity of all different religions. And then at least the atrocities that is going on in the name of religion can be stopped. Thank you very much.
Now, it is my privilege to introduce His Excellency, Mota.